For generations, fishing has been the key economic driver for most West African countries. But that source of income is drying up and really fast. Foreign fishing vessels, mainly from China, prowl the waters of West Africa every day. They capture millions of fish, catches that used to go to the locals.
Then the fish are shipped to China, Europe and the United States, satisfying a global demand for seafood and fueling a multi-billion dollar industry. And as DW's Marisina found out, the most affected countries are Senegal and Mauritania.
The hustle and bustle of Mbora Fish Market in Senegal. Hundreds of fish lie waiting to be sold. But Gaoussou Gueye, a longtime fishmonger himself, knows that, unlike the lively market, the reality of Senegal's fish trade is pretty gloomy.
When the ships go out to the sea, there are not enough fish and they return without any catch. People are thinking there are no more fish left. If we still had enough fish in Senegal, we would not have to look for licenses in other countries to fish.
Today, Gueye represents small-scale fisheries in West Africa as the president of the African Confederation of Artisanal Fishing Organizations. For many years now, he has been witnessing West Africa's fish stocks being depleted by industrial trawlers. Much more recently, Asian fishmeal factories have also opened up in Senegal. Fishmeal serves as feed for industrial fish farms in countries such as China. It is made from cheap sardines and herrings, precisely the same affordable fish that make up the staple diet of the local population. Francisco Mari, a fishing expert at the relief agency Bread for the World, is alarmed by the developments.
The problem on fishmeal is that for 1 kilogram fishmeal, you are using at least 5 to 10 kilograms of fish. So this is also something you are destroying the value of fish for the population.
The fishmeal factories are good customers for the local fishermen. They buy in bulk and pay in cash. Mari explains that as a consequence, Senegalese fishers have to compete with the large foreign companies for their staple food.
First thing is a higher price at the consumer level, but as it is done also by fishermen, small-scale fishermen without licenses, the threat is also deeper over-exploitation of the fish stock.
In neighboring country Mauritania, foreign fishmeal factories have been around for about 10 years. More than 30 factories are currently active in the small coastal nation. Their toxic waste is dumped into the sea, while their thick smoke pollutes the air. Dr. Mokhtar Ame is a doctor in the port city Nouadhibou, which is home to more than 20 mainly Chinese-owned fishmeal plants. For many years, he has been witnessing the deterioration of public health in the region. Dr. Ame has seen more and more Mauritanians abandoning their homes in the city to protect their health from the fishmeal fumes.
There are many diseases that are directly related to the pollution of these factories. They release toxic air particles into the environment. And when these particles enter the body, they cause allergies, chronic bronchitis, and skin rashes. We cough a lot and have infected throats because of these particles.
European parliamentarian Linnea Engström is the vice chair of the Committee on Fisheries. She sees a possible solution which would combine foreign investment and support for the local population.
Real investment in a real factory that will provide, you know, real fish conserves. That would be real jobs for the local population. It would be real food, not food for animals. And I think that's the kind of investment that we need.
But to achieve long-term change, the cycle of taking fish out of the ecosystem to breed more fish needs to be broken. Several American startups are currently developing a technology that uses naturally occurring microbes as a substitute for fishmeal. Hopefully, the innovation will not be too little, too late.